Jeremy Bradley here, back in Montreal with my tour guide, Ruby. We are seeing the city, and I must say, my mom always told me, don't talk with your mouth full. I'm hosting radio with my mouth full. Now, we're just at a very famous bagel place. Now, you were telling me that Montreal bagels are known the world over. Now, tell me the story about when you go somewhere. People don't want to see you. What are they expecting from you?
Yeah, when I travel across Canada, anywhere I go, I'm not welcome unless I bring bagels. So before going to the airport, I stop at either Fairmont Bagels or St. Viateur, which are the only two places that make Montreal bagels. I pick up 3 dozen bagels, 2 dozen for whoever I'm bringing the bagels for, and then 1 dozen for the Air Canada crew to blackmail them into keeping it in the oven for me to keep them warm.
That's an admission, you know, to a lot of people that you're hearing, so that you might be getting some staff in trouble with that. Now, also just down the street, you're saying that there was a famous restaurant that that a lot of people might know from a very famous movie.
Yeah, from Mordecai Richler wrote The Apprenticeship of Judy Kravitz, which was made into a movie. Richard Dreyfuss was in it. So he actually grew up in this neighborhood, the Mile End, on St. Urban Street and Fairmont. And Walensky's, which is a luncheonette, if you want, that hasn't changed much since the 1920s and 30s, still serving lunch, still doing the same thing, and you cannot go in there and say, I don't want any mustard on my bologna sandwich. That's the way you get it.
Wow. Now, also, I mean, very historic buildings and restaurants, of course, and with our listeners that love entertainment, we also did pass a very historic restaurant, but then also it became infamous because of a certain relationship with a celebrity chef.
Yeah, the restaurant's in one of our neighborhoods, and it is called a Rôtisserie Laurier. We love rôtisserie chicken here, and last year Gordon Ramsay bought it. It reopened it, very popular, very famous. Now, of course, the other owner and he are in a court battle, so they've changed the name back to Rôtisserie Laurier until we figure out what goes on with it. But it is a really great place, very, very well known for rôtisserie chicken.
And that's the thing, is that a lot of people, I think, because once his name got attached to it, was thinking it was a new restaurant, but you're saying it's been around for a long time.
Yeah, it's a restaurant that's been around for a very long time, since the 1930s. And it's just, as time went on, because there's so many restaurants, it wasn't doing very well in the last few years, and Gordon Ramsay put his name to it. It, you know, came back and people started visiting it. But I don't think you really need a Gordon Ramsay in a city like Montreal known for food.
1930s, let's hope none of the chicken has been there all that time, hey?
No. Fresh chicken. Grain fed, too.
Well, and you know, that's the best thing, is because chicken is my favorite food. And I haven't had chicken here yet. We had duck last night. We had canard.
That would be dark. Not the cruise line.
No. So, you know what we're going to do is we're going to shut up and enjoy our bagels, and you're going to listen to more music, and we're going to have more. Where are we going next, Ruby?
To the market.
Oh, that's right.
We
stopped for a snack. All right, so we promise, live from the market next, right after this.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.